A Nation Divided. By the 1800s, the northern states began to industrialize and export manufactured goods. With room to grow and resources to spare, the United States government invested in exploration, opening new territories to farmers and ranchers. Technology was employed to develop transportation systems that brought produce and people together in a national market system. As the northern states industrialized, they attracted new immigrants, while the South's population stagnated. In 1800, half of all Americans lived in the South, but by 1850, only one-third of the population was there. The Southern economy relied on producing and exporting cotton, sugar, rice, tobacco, and wheat. The South also depended heavily on food imported from the upper Mississippi Valley. Production of work-intensive cash crops like cotton and tobacco expanded, and the Southern economy became increasingly dependent on slave labor to keep the price of its crops competitive. Technological improvements like Eli Whitney's cotton gin also helped increase cotton production and made slavery profitable. The slave-dependent Southern agricultural system worked only for a time. From 1861 to 1865, Americans fought a chaotic civil war. For the South, the war was a struggle to preserve their economy and way of life. For the North, it was a struggle to preserve the Union and end slavery. Before the war, 60% of Americans farmed. But when the war began, large numbers of farmers left to fight, so their land went untended. When peace was finally declared, many of the South's farms lay in ruins.